T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, let's bring in Rob Parker, of course, host of the Odd Couple, host on Fox Sports 1, NABJ Sports Journalist of the Year, and of course, host of Inside the Parker. And something that hit me yesterday, I walked out of the crib, and I want to play this, Rob. Good morning to you, Rob. What's your hang on tonight? I want to play this little snippet from what I saw on MLB Network, and I text producer John Kelly. I said, get me Rob Parker on the show today, because he spoke some facts yesterday on MLB Network about the Hall of Fame. Here's part two of that conversation.
There are a lot of baseball fans all over America who are angry tonight and are mad. And those memories of what Bonds delivered and what Clemens did on the mound and at the plate are gone. And now they're not going to be recognized in the most hallowed sports Hall of Fame in all of sports. Nobody cares about the Basketball Hall of Fame or the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This matters. Baseball fans are mad as hell tonight because the writers, the BBWAA, we got it wrong.
Wow. Rob Parker, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky, the Butcher. And I heard that yesterday. I said, damn, we got to get him on. We got to get
Rob on
because we're ticked off too. But you know what, Rob? I no longer, after this interview, I will no longer utter the words Baseball Hall of Fame. No, and I'm done with it. I don't even care anymore. I don't care after what I saw yesterday. Can you talk about the hypocrisy that we saw yesterday with the BBWAA and the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And I'm a proud card-carrying member of the BBWAA, and I have been for 32 years. Excuse me, and I think we get it right. We do the right thing. I always say that Bonds wasn't a great guy to the media, but we voted him 7 times as MVP. Remember, that was from the writers, not from his peers. So we respected his work and always, I thought, did the right thing. But I think we got it wrong yesterday. I really do. Excuse me. I think we got it wrong because I get that they didn't want to put him in the first couple of years, maybe have him and Clemens kind of be punished. But ultimately, I thought that they would say, these two guys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. They're two of the best players who ever played the game. And let's not act or have a pretense that everybody else in the Hall of Fame is clean and never has done anything. I mean, we got 3 guys that it's hard for me to look at and not act like that they got in the Hall of Fame, and their suspicions about Pudge and about Bagwell and who's the third guy? And Mike Piazza. So I think we got it wrong. I think fans have a right to be angry with the Baseball Hall of Fame and with the writers. I really do.
You know, I find this to be an interesting case study because we saw this coming a mile away. Ortiz's first year, Bonds and Clemens' final year, they reduce it from a 15-year opportunity to be on the ballot down to 10 years. There's a selective jurisprudence here. And the mental gymnastics that I'm seeing, what I call the last bastion of the curmudgeon columnist and beat writer, they were going to punish Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens because they didn't like them, and they were going to allow David Ortiz to waltz in. It's funny because it's a watershed moment, and now the weirdest thing has happened, Rob. They've made Barry Bonds a martyr. Like, I can't believe it. They made him a martyr.
100%. And, excuse me, I'm sorry. So sorry. But the other thing, too, you're 100% right about that, where there were so many people, an outpouring of fans who are like, this isn't right. He was the greatest player I ever saw. I enjoyed it every moment. I brought up the times you know, like it just was something to watch and behold, and it captured people's attention. I'm not trying to excuse the guys, but it's so gray area and so fuzzy between when they were started to test and when they didn't test and who tested positive and who didn't. It would be one thing if you tested everybody during the steroid mm-hmm. era and Bonds and Clemens were the only two guys who came up dirty, then I get it, right? But you can't say that, so I think it's unfair.
Well, and to take it a step further, Major League Baseball allowed Barry Bonds' records to stand, number one.
Right, they stand,
and
right.
Number two, they allowed Mark McGwire and yep. Barry to get jobs back into the Baseball Hall of Fame, or back into baseball, excuse me, and then allowed and hired Alex Rodriguez, right. who served the longest suspension in steroid history, to be the face of their pre and post and broadcast games in the playoffs. Like, this is ridiculous. Rob, it's ridiculous.
100%. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's unfortunate, too, because it's the same thing they did to McGwire and Sosa, who saved the game
Thank
of baseball.
You.
Let's
mm-hmm.
just be
Thank
honest.
You.
Mm-hmm. You remember the cut-ins by ESPN mm-hmm. when he had bad. It was the biggest yep. thing going. People, we couldn't get enough of it. And that was coming off the strike, and people were down on baseball, and it rejuvenated the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically – and here's the other thing, the hypocrisy that really bothers me, is it's okay for Tony La Russa and Joe Torre to benefit from these guys, and they get in the Hall of Fame, or it's okay for the Red Sox and the Yankees and some of these other teams to keep their championships, and mm-hmm. nothing's wrong with that.
Yep.
But the only people you want to penalize are a handful of players. I don't think that's fair.
No, no doubt about that. Coming up in about 10 minutes, our flex moment, Xfinity flex moment of the show. Stay tuned to find out what we pick as a flex moment of the show. Talking Hall of Fame with Rob Parker for Fox Sports 1, The Odd Couple. Of course, Inside the Parker, a hell of a baseball podcast.
Love it.
And Rob, you were on fire yesterday on MLB Network. I felt like you were speaking for all of us out here in the Bay Area because, look, we know Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. But I even go deeper to this. Like, your ballot, you have Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Gary Sheffield, Sammy Sosa. Gary Sheffield, Fred McGriff are not going to the Hall of Fame. Jeff Kidd had a 5-year run. We saw it out here in San Francisco. Every
right.
at bat, every game. One of the best second baseman offensively we've ever seen. And that 5-year stretch was dynamic. He's getting 32% of the vote. Just the whole system is flawed. How can somebody sit there and tell you, Rob, that's watched baseball every day and say, no, Gary Sheffield, he's not a Hall of Famer. Fred McGriff, yeah, he hit 493 home runs, one of the most intimidating left-handed batters outside of Barry Bonds in that era. Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer. Just the whole process is a joke, and I'm tired of it, Rob. Like, people leaving their ballots blank? What's the point of having a vote? Give your vote away.
Yeah, it's really, like I said, I think we have been really good for a long time, but it just seems like we got some old guard who doesn't want to, you know, give in and realize that, you know, people have changed.
Right.
Even if you think about when, from the beginning of voting for Bonds and Clemens and how much has changed over the last 10 years, it's tremendous, right? From
yep.
the start to where they are now.
Why is it so personal, Rob? Why is it so personal for some of these voters? Because
I have no idea, and I think there's a disconnect between fans and writers.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes.
And I think that's where the problem comes in, and we got to remember it's their game.
Yeah.
It's the fans' game. I mean, I'm a writer, and you know I love the idea of voting, and I get it. Our Hall of Fame means more, the Baseball Hall of Fame, than the other two.
Yeah.
It just does. People care. In the Basketball Hall of Fame, they're putting in Tracy McGrady and people like that. People don't even blink an eye.
Right.
You know? like, so I get it. And it means a lot to people when you talk about baseball and the Hall of Fame. And really, we swung and missed. And I mean, my group, the BBWAA. And it's disappointing.
It really is.
I'm disappointed.
No, and I'm with you. But this is why I love listening to you. You really care about the game, number yeah. one. And you love elevating the game. And it feels to me that we're working with a relic of the past, meaning
right.
the voting system itself. In the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s, you couldn't watch these teams. You, the writers, the people that were there in the stadiums, were the eyes and the ears for the baseball fans. We'd watch a couple of nationally televised
right.
games.
Right.
Now, we get to watch every single game. The voting process needs to be completely updated. You got to give a Vin Scully or a John Miller some voice here. I'm not saying you take it all away from the baseball writers. They absolutely should be involved in the process. But Rob, as somebody, and you hold it dearly, to see some of these ballots, we had a columnist here in San Francisco, Ann Killian, who has been covering the game a long time. She said, it hit my email and I didn't find it in my junk mail and I didn't vote and I really don't care. She quote unquote wrote, I shrugged my shoulders. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Right. I get it. And people who don't take it, I take it. It's my most prized possession. There's only 400 people in this country at 330 million. And I'm not going to shuck my responsibility and what it means to people. And people like that don't deserve a vote if they don't respect it to say it was in. He said it was in his email. I don't know. That's not how we do the process. So I don't know what story he told you, because that's not how it goes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know what he's put out there, but that ain't how it goes. You get a mail ballot to your house. There's no such thing as an email ballot.
Wow. Well, that opens up an entirely different conversation for us in the future here.
Interesting.
We got some things to talk about. Yeah, now there's some people who need to be called out here. Rob, we got a text here because I know we brought you off for the Baseball Hall of Fame. We've hit it ad nauseum. We're all disappointed. We know Barry Bonds is a great player. He's not getting the Hall of Fame.
About
whatever.
Steph. You got a text about
not Steph.
About Steph's terrible shooting.
Hey, look,
greatest shooter, my foot.
Hey,
with the Jordan on it.
Rob, I covered it for you. Some pre and post game show out here. Trust me, I know about the month of January. He's been struggling. 30% from the 3-point line. Needs to go to the mid-range a little bit here. But no, we did get a text about Steph, but we also got a text about the NFL. And I love our texters here on the Comcast Business Text Line. Mike Tomlin, now the only African-American head coach, the only black head coach in the NFL. David Culley, gone in a year. Just gone. You know, we see coaches get 3, 4, 5 years. One head coach, African-American in the NFL. What does that mean to you, Rob?
It's terrible, and it's the NFL. And I'm going to say this. I do blame the players and the players' union for not having a stronger voice, not accepting it. You can't have a league that's 70% black and not give equal opportunity. That's all you're talking about. If we were talking about the NHL and the league was 94% white and 75% of the coaches were black, people would look at it and go, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Am I right?
It's a great point. It's a great point.
This wouldn't, that's all. And it's not saying it's got to be 75% black or it's got to be all black. Nobody's saying that. Just equal opportunity. Nope. Give people a chance. We're good enough to play the game. We should be good enough to coach the game. Simple as that.
It's a great point. It's such a great point. And there's just more opportunities in general. And I mean, look at the coordinator positions. We need more of those opportunities. Real quick, back to baseball before we get out of here with you. Like, the question now is what goes on from here for Barry Bonds? But I don't want to ask yet. I was shocked at the fact that he's now turned into a martyr. And I feel like the reverse of what the right, they wanted to punish him. And now seeing the current Major League Baseball players give their outports, their full support to Barry Bonds out there. Were you shocked by that? Cause I was.
No, because they know and they play the game. So they know how hard it is. You could talk about juice all you want. There's a lot of guys who have tried juice and it hasn't turned them into anything because they don't have the talent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to have the talent. That to hit a baseball and to get it in the air and be able to drive it out of a park, that's a special, special talent. And most people can't do it. You can sit up there and take BP and have them lob it to you and you can't get it out the park. It's just a very, very great skill, and guys who have played at that level know how hard it is.
No
doubt. Appreciate him.
Hey, Rob, before you get out of here, are you sitting with Bonte? We're trying to figure out who he's sitting with at the Rams-Niner game this Sunday. We're both going down there to L.A. Are you the one sitting next to Bonte Hill at this Niner-Ram game?
Nah, I don't think I'm going to be there, but I'll be watching, and I got the 49ers.
Let's go!
Day all night.
Hey, look at you. Look, you hate on Steph, but you know to pick the Niners. Rob, you're a smart man.
Because of Stat Padford.
Padford. I think he'll appear. Finally, he'll turn into a pumpkin.
Rob, we're going to come down to L.A. with a Steph Curry jersey for you, but you know you want to dunk it, so we'll do it for next time, man. We'll do it next
Thanks
time.
Thanks for always joining us.
You know what? Yeah, you could bring down a jersey with his shooting percentage number. So probably be single digit on that jersey.
Rob, you're a good dude, man. Can't wait to catch up with you again, man. Thanks for all you do. All right. And again, on MLB Network yesterday,
I thought, man, you
brought the fire, man. Yeah. You spoke for the fans yesterday. We really appreciate that.
All right, guys, man. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.